Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's why you need Indeed.com. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
When I use Indeed.com, I find the quality people that I need when I need them.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs by getting more exposure to relevant job seekers. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/offer. Discover why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Get started today at Indeed.com/offer. Search for greatness. Search Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Attention, attention! There's a new supermarket in town that's got everything you need and more! Fresco y más! Two locations now open in Tampa. We've got a carniceria y más, a cocina y más, a café y más! Come to the grand openings on April 11th at 8 a.m. and if you're one of the first 500 customers, you'll receive a mystery gift card worth at least $5. And one lucky customer will win a $500 gift card. Visit frescoymas.com to find the location nearest you. For official rules, visit frescoymas.com/mystery-gift-card.
While you heard nothing, someone in this country was sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know is dealing with rape, depression, or trauma of any kind, the Crisis Center of Tampa Bay can help. Call 211 now and be heard.
Hey, Troy.
What's up, dude?
What you got there in the Polar Pop Cup?
Oh, you know, it's just...
Troy's Ultimate Reviver for the day after the all-night movie binge watch.
Oh, dear. You're gonna need more ice.
At Circle K, we have Polar Pop, the cup that stays cold longer. So come by and fill it up with your favorite flavor, or even mix flavors to create your own special blend. And a Polar Pop cup is just 79 cents every day at participating locations. Only at Circle K. Take it easy.
Workplace injury, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
WHPT, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete. And now on 97.1 WSUN HD2, Holiday, Tampa, St. Pete. Unique opinions, compelling conversation, and the best in afternoon entertainment. The conversation continues from the Autoglass America studios. It's another hour of Drew Garabo Live.
I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday.
This was the theme to one of the WrestleManias.
It's on Josh's playlist. That's the theme.
Man,
this can't be the theme for the whole event.
I'm coming home. Tell
odd.
The world I'm coming.
John, this is the theme to one of the WrestleManias.
Yes, WrestleMania 29, which was from the Giant Stadium. It was a big moment when Rock and John Cena faced off.
Quit the match. Who won?
They've had two matches, and one of them each won. And I think Cena won that match.
Another day, another dawn. Another Keisha, nice to meet you. Get the math, I'm gone. What am I
doing? Don't forget, Friday is Setting Sauna Survivor. We'll have ladies from the Penthouse Club eating munchkins, possibly flopping them out for Flop Them Out Friday. And I think we have a webcam girl coming in as well to show you your first pair of boobs since you've been on the show, John.
Thank you.
Moment for everyone. Chores. Chores cause 25% of divorce couples to split. Do you believe that?
No.
One out of every four divorces is because of chores?
No.
Because somebody's not chipping in?
Yeah, because people are, they spend more money on cleaning services if you don't pitch in. I don't know, man.
So what is that? So that means women are divorcing guys because they're not doing enough around the house.
According to a study from Harvard Business School, 25% of people who get divorced split over housework disagreements.
That's going to sound ridiculous in a divorce.
Yeah.
You know?
If that's your only problem, then you don't have any problems.
How could that be a big enough problem to want to get separated?
Well, you say that as what chores are split at your house? Imagine if it's the things that you do or the things that Phoebe did, she just refused to do. Would that not be a problem?
I think it'd be a problem, but it would be something that I would have a talk with her before I divorced her about it.
I mean, I can see it because I don't get into many fights, but a lot of times it is about stupid stuff like that. Mm. It's about not doing the dishes. It's about arguing who's going to take the laundry out. Just stupid little things that if it was consistent, I could see it becoming a problem.
Is the arguments because of the little nagging things like that, or is it something bigger?
I think it's something bigger, and here, work with me for a second. She asks you to do the chores, and you don't help. She's like, come on, I need some help. You don't do it. She gets dissatisfied. She's dissatisfied in that part of the relationship. So therefore, she looks for, I'm not saying that you not doing the chores could lead to her extramarital affairs, but if she's not satisfied at home.
Is she going to go watch some other dude clean his house?
It could be. She's going to hook up with some fastidious dude who cleans the house real well.
We've talked before about what turns women on, and we've had women call who said, when I see my husband doing the dishes or doing the laundry, that's what turns me on, is seeing them take effort. So if they're not doing it, it could probably have the opposite effect.
But I don't see how another dude who's like taking care of dishes at another house can turn you on over there.
That shouldn't.
Yeah.
Having too little time to relax after work can lead to depression. So if you're not getting the stuff done, let's say she works too, and then she gets home and all you had to do was do the laundry, or all you had to do is do that. Look, I was bad at that, and I didn't even care. I didn't do any of the housework. She did. Even when she was working, I would mow the lawn, and that's about it. And it wasn't in my skill set. And now that I have to do everything myself, if I don't do it, it doesn't get done. And guess what? You realize how much effing housework there is to do.
It's nonstop.
You take it for granted.
You're never done.
Never. There's always something. I did laundry this morning, and I know when I get home, I'm going to have some grocery shopping to do. And if I don't straighten up, the house is going to be a pigsty.
See, so like my fiance will let the laundry pile until there's no more clean clothes. Then she wants to do it. And I have worked a way where I do a little bit of laundry every day. Now, it's nonstop, but I don't have to kill a whole... I'm not going to kill a beautiful Saturday doing laundry.
No way.
That's ridiculous.
One load at a time. Yeah. That's the way to do it. And I'll tell you, there are few more gut-wrenching feelings than when in the morning your son goes, Dad, do I have any underwear? And you're like, I'm the worst dad in the world. You don't have any... You don't have clean underwear because I didn't do the laundry. So I have to do the laundry all the time. It's always laundry.
It does not stop.
Nonstop. And I try to explain to him, hey, guess what? You can wear a pair of pants twice. He doesn't get that.
Well, I mean, hopefully your son doesn't divorce you over this laundry issue.
I apologize to him all the time. I say, son, I'm so sorry that it is not in my second nature to do these things. I'm trying my hardest, and I think he understands that.
I can see a woman getting mad if she's doing her best to work, take care of the family, clean the house.
Right.
And not only is the husband not helping, but he's like messing up. Like he's not respecting the cleanliness that she's trying to provide.
And that's where the problem was in my marriage. Because not only did I not help out, but we would actually make the house dirtier and not even give two craps
about
it.
But you weren't thinking about it, though.
No,
it just wasn't on your radar.
It wasn't out of malice. It was just like, oh, I'm done with dinner. I'll leave the plate right there. When all you have to do is walk into the damn sink.
What about the garbage? Would you take the garbage out?
Oh, yeah. All the time. I mean, that's Xander's job now, but I would take the garbage
out.
Okay. Oh, yeah, every Tuesday and Friday.
Right,
yeah.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah. 727-579-1025. Cliff, you did not get divorced because of chores.
It was a big chunk of it, but it's like you said, it's not the whole picture, obviously. I mean, there's seeds of other issues there, but, I mean, it's just, you know, kind of the straw that broke the camel's back type thing. Because it got so bad. I mean, we're talking almost a hoarding type situation. I was going to school, working. She was staying at home all day. And I'm not one of these type of people that you're a woman, that's your job. I'm a man, this is my job. We live in the same house together, so everybody has shared responsibility.
Yeah, partnership.
Absolutely. So, you know, everybody has dirty clothes. Everybody makes dirty dishes. Everybody dirties up the bathroom. Just be respectful of each other and clean up after yourself. But, I mean, it was like you had a path from the front door to get to the bedroom, a path maybe if you're lucky to get to the back door, and a path through just muck and mess.
Yeah, I'd have to leave.
And after a while, it just, I mean, we couldn't have people over because she was like, no, we can't have people come over. And I'm like, I know, because the house looks like a freaking garbage dump. You know, and it just,
I know.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was bad, you know, and it's just after a while, it's just like, okay, I'm pitching in. I don't mind helping. I'll do as much as I can, and let's I will knock everything out. I will get the house immaculate where all you have to do is maintain. I have no problem with doing that. Did it several times, and after a while I was like, screw it. I'm tired of busting my ass on the weekends when I'm supposed to be have some time off, you know, kind of relaxing, enjoying our time together, and all I'm doing is literally taking a shovel and trying to clean the damn house.
Right on. Thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I don't blame this guy.
Not at all, man.
See, I'm picturing an episode of Hoarders.
Yeah, that's what I am too. And if left to their own devices, some people will live in absolute filth.
Do you think the chore situation leads directly to cheating? Like that, like I can't,
no.
Like this guy, I don't know, he's so lazy, he's not doing anything, I'm not getting anything from him, I hate him. I'm going to cheat.
Well, yeah, that's kind of indirectly, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Like, okay. It leads to a severe dissatisfaction and almost a resentment where you're like, oh, I hate this son of a bitch. 727-579-1025. What's up, Angie?
Hey, I had a question about chores and when you think, like with Xander, what age they should start, kids should start doing their own chores so that they don't, maybe as adults, they don't get into this situation with their spouse.
It's a great question. I found myself asking that a lot. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't know. Like if I make him do his own laundry, to me, I like the laundry to be done right and well, and I don't have that much going on that I can't do it. But if you don't set kids up with responsibilities as youth, then they will have bad habits leading into adulthood and they won't know how to do their own stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think my daughter's around the same age as Xander. And
does she want to come over and do our laundry?
She might. So I felt the same way. Like, I wanted the laundry done right, so I figured I would just do the laundry. But she had a bad habit of if she didn't wear it to school, she just threw it on the floor.
Oof.
It didn't go back in the closet. Up. So I just said, you're going to have to do your own laundry. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what... how you fold it. I don't care if it's wrinkled. What, you know, whatever the case may be, you have to do your own laundry.
All right. I'm going to give it
and
a try.
Now there are no clothes that were not worn on the floor.
All right. I'm going to give that a shot. Thank you. I appreciate the call, Angie.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. 727-579-1025. Wonder how that chat is going to go. Hey, bud, guess what? You're going to be doing your own laundry now. What's up, Robert?
Yeah, hi. Yes.
Hi. Yes.
Oh, the answer to your question, whether it's bad or not to make a cell phone call from a bathroom, it's bad etiquette to me because if you or someone else would flush, the person on the phone is not going to be impressed.
It depends on what's in there. Thank you.
And they might be into it.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Scott, we're talking about the fact that chores, allegedly, according to a Harvard Business School study, 25% of people who get divorced split over housework disagreements.
Well, I'll tell you, in my house, it's the girls messing up what the guys keep clean.
Whoa, that's a rare house right there.
Yeah, my son and I, we probably do 99% of the house cleaning, and my daughter and my wife, man, we're gone for 2 days and come home and everything's a wreck. It's like they walk through the house with blinders on and they can't even tell that things are dirty or that dishes are piled up in the dishwasher, and, you know, it's crazy. Now, granted, they do take care of laundry. That's the one thing that the girls do,
all right,
but everything else is just it's left to the guys.
Oh, man. It's a weird house you
got
there.
Grounds for divorce?
So I left her. 727-579-1025. What's up, Hannah?
Hi, guys.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, I just... Good. How about yourself?
Oh, good. Thank you.
Good. I just wanted to chime in and say I can totally see it from the caretaker's perspective, whether it being a woman or a man who's doing all the housework around the house. I think that, you know, sometimes you don't get acknowledged, and it can be very physically and mentally straining.
Right.
Go around and do the dishes and the laundry and the cooking, and if it's just expected of you, you can really get that maid mentality. So I think a simple thank you, you know, really goes a long way. And
well, you're right.
Partner takes that for granted, and it just gets really bad.
Even if you, let's say, you work and your wife doesn't, and she part of the deal is she's going to take care of the housework, it's still really nice to show some gratitude and go, hey, really appreciate you doing that. I just didn't know the effort that it took. To be fair, I didn't care until I had to do it all myself. And now that I do everything, I go, oh my God, this really was a lot of work. And to be able to do that and to feel like you're not appreciated, that probably leads to a lot of resentment for you ladies and probably for guys in a rare situation too.
Yeah, Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, are you in that situation now? Or are you doing a lot of housework and are you not getting the appreciation? Because I appreciate you doing that.
No, not at all. My boyfriend and I, we definitely chip in 50-50. We both work full time.
Good.
And I, you know, I established that early on. I was like, hey, you know, I know, like, it gets done by your family members and, you know, your friends always chip in too. But just a little thank you really goes a long way. And ever since then, he's really been appreciative. And I am with him, too. We have a rule. Whoever cooks does it, or whoever cooks, the other one does the dishes.
that's a good policy to have. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And for you and all the other ladies out there busting your butts, little Dido, thank you for all of you ladies out there busting your butts for the housework. Not Stand by Eminem, but the song that it came from. No one knew the song until Eminem Stand came out. Reminds me that we haven't read any of Emily's tweets in a long time.
Where is she?
She was listening today, I saw.
Yeah, she had a good tweet to me last night.
What'd she say?
She asked what kind of rosé she should drink.
What'd you tell her?
I told her weed.
I think I favorited that. 2 hours ago, Tall Emily tweeted, if it wasn't so damn windy, I'd be able to walk my dog without shivering. 2 hours ago, I think John's right. I saw one coyote a couple of nights ago, and he looked like he wanted to kill me as he ran away. 3 hours ago, why is the door open? 4 hours ago, why the heck is it snowing? 4 hours ago, go away, snow. 4 hours ago. I probably shouldn't have told him that, though. Man, her timeline is just something else. 5 hours ago. I really like my FWB, but only as an FWB.
Friends with benefits?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 hours ago. Last night was very interesting. I did a thing that I've never done before, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Uh-oh.
And she's talking about...
Everything's about the butt.
What else could she mean?
Probably a zillion things.
A long way to climb up.
The butt?
Everything's about the butt.
The butt?
You know you my man, baby.
Beth, what's up? Welcome to Drew Grabo Live.
We go together.
Hey, Drew.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. Do you believe this study that chores cause 25% of divorces?
I absolutely do not. I mean, I believe they're probably a catalyst, but you've got to have a pretty insecure marriage to begin with. And in my house, we have a unique situation. My wife and I just bought a house last fall, and her parents live with us. Mm. And they're actually worse than the 10-year-old we have.
Oh, no. Wait, the parents are worse than the 10-year-old? How's that?
Yes, because the 10-year-old... picks up after herself, does her own dishes,
right.
Does her own laundry, and the in-laws leave their pop cans around. They leave their laundry in the living room.
Let's call these slobs. Let's confront these slobs on the air.
Can we call them?
No.
Hey, but
no, because if my wife has left work and she's listening to the bone now, she's going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe you called.
Yeah, but they've accepted your lifestyle.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Well, you got to pick your battles.
Absolutely.
You'd rather be castigated.
You have a wife, you say.
Oh, boy.
Oh, John.
I do.
Oh, no. You guys scissor at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. You know, I listened to you guys yesterday and laughed my butt off about that.
Well, what's the truth?
No. It's so awkward.
So scissoring is awkward. Like it's just something that we fetishize on porn. It's not real lesbian sex. It's something we see in porno.
The older ladies can't.
Right. That's true.
Is it a younger ladies' game, the scissoring?
I'm going to say no.
All right. No scissoring at all.
I mean, unless, you know, they found in a porn and decided to try it. But
sure.
No, that's not a, no.
When did you hang the clippers up? What was the last time you you did the old, you know?
The Clippers. I don't think she's ever scissored. I don't think she's ever scissored.
No,
she is not scissored.
No,
she is not. No, she is not. She is not. She is not scissored.
She has.
You ever try it?
Cheers wrong. Cheers so wrong.
Oh, she's tried it. She's definitely tried it. She tried it. She didn't care for it very much.
You have to.
You got to try everything once.
That is true. And twice if you like it. Thank you, Beth.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. I hope you guys have a great night.
Hey, thanks. You too.
You bet. Thanks.
John just perked up and said, my wife.
My wife. Drew Grubb Alive. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Brendan. What's going on, man?
Hi, Brendan. Doing well. Thank you very much. Do you believe that 25% of divorces are caused by chores?
It sounds okay. I'm actually in that rare situation where I'm on the other side. Like, I was raised with a very good foundation and you know, chores and keeping cleaning, and I'm in a blended relationship right now with my girlfriend and her three kids, which is totally opposite. So I can definitely see where it causes a lot of problems.
So wait, so you're the responsible one. You're putting everything away, you're cleaning stuff, and then they're freaking slobs is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but it's taken a lot to kind of get them, I don't know, up to par and just like, hey, you gotta take care of your own stuff. And they're older than my daughter, so like my daughter does her laundry and cleans up and does that stuff, and I'm having a hard time with the older ones, you know what I mean, trying to get it in there. So I can see where it causes problems.
You want us to call them and kind of straighten things out? We'll do that.
No, I had a conversation the other day with everybody, so
okay.
I'm just biding my time. Hopefully everybody comes around.
I would have a backup plan if I were you. Definitely have a backup plan.
I got plan A, B, C, and D.
There you go. All right.
You only need one plan, the airport.
Appreciate the call. Have yourself a great night. When we come back, there are a lot of people doing something at work that is extremely disturbing. It's nothing sexual at all, but it is something really, really disturbing. You shouldn't do this at work, but it happens. I mean, I did it at work once, and we've all done it at work. It's a weird thing to see someone do.
I think John Senning might be the only person who has not done this at work.
You might be. You might be, of all of us, the only person who has not done this really weird thing at work. Not in front of anybody. He might have done it privately at work, but you don't think at all.
Wait, you know what? I changed my mind. He did. He did it.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, I want to hear about when you did it, and you'll find out what the heck we're talking about next on Drew Garabo Live. Tonight, it is Fran Hosch Bike Night at Quaker Steak and Lube, the biggest and baddest bike night in town. Live music gets started at 6 o'clock. There's great food. Go see Fran and the Frantastics. They always have great giveaways. There are tents all over the place, usually some phenomenal bands, and those wings at Quaker Steak cannot be beat. Thursday night is Irish Kelly's Bike Night. Live music, bike shows, vendors, biker games, good food, and cold beer. That is sponsored by Fran Hosch. Friday, you've got Biff Burger's Monthly Car Show. That's Friday's Biff Burger's Monthly Car Show is on Saturday. I don't know what that means. This weekend, the Nature Coast Biker Bash is coming up in a few weeks at High Octane Saloon, April 6th through 8th, which isn't a few weeks at all. It's this weekend. There's going to be live music on the Fran Hosch Law Stage, vendors, a ride-in bike show, food and drink specials, and so much more. The Vietnam Legacy Vets Motorcycle Run is this Saturday. And then you've got Biff Burger Bike Night every Saturday night. Go to theboneonline.com. Check out the Bone Biker Bar for all of the information on Fran Hosch.
It's Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone. The guy who has a comprehensive plan on how to survive the zombie apocalypse can't kill a spider without falling and breaking furniture. The Mike Calta Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 102.5 The Bone. Real. Raw. Radio. Now, another traffic update.
Brought to you by Indeed. Northbound 275, just after the Howard Franklin Bridge on the Tampa side, a wreck. Left and center lanes blocked, causing up to an hour-long delay. Courtney Campbell Causeway and Gandhi are both.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.